At 7:06, it is overcast. Some thunder in the area, 68 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 91. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Well, that was a short night for most people. Severe thunderstorms rumbled through the area, starting about 1:30 here in Tulsa, causing some minor damage and leaving about 7 inches of rain in some places. A swath from Skytook Lake to Verdigris got the most rain overnight. High winds knocked down signs, lawn furniture, and even some trees. Fireworks stand at 101st and Memorial damaged and was blown into a Whataburger restaurant. There was also damage to a house in Hominy. A lot of people are starting this Monday morning without a way to heat coffee. Power is out to a large portion of the metro following the overnight storms. Stan Whiteford is with the Public Service Company of Oklahoma.
This looks to be the type of situation where we're going to be working to restore customer outages all day long and well into this evening, it looks like. Right now, we would anticipate that it'll be at least 10 o'clock tonight before we're able to get everybody back on.
As of 6:30 this morning, about 3% of Tulsa County customers of PSO were without power. All total, they're just under 9,500 customers offline this morning. Now, there may be some roof damage in the area from the high winds. If you are a victim, know that roofers are required to register with the Oklahoma Construction Industries Board. The law was authored in 2010 by Tulsa State Senator Dan Newberry.
Every roofing company that's registered with the state should have their registration ID on the side of their truck and on their business cards. You know you're dealing with a reputable company.
Newberry says the law is to help prevent people from being scammed by fly-by-night roofers that often flock to states following hailstorms or wind damage. A car crash on I-244 near Yale leaves one person dead and another in jail this morning. It happened last night when one car bumped another and caused it to run off the roadway and crash. The driver of that first car fled the scene. However, she was arrested later by Tulsa police about 5 miles from the accident scene. Friday is the deadline to select your level of trash service here in Tulsa. The City of Tulsa's Liz Hunt says they have a couple of websites set up to help you make your choice.
We encourage residents to go to www.cityoftulsa.org to learn more about that program or visit www.knowyourtrash.com.
If you fail to sign up, you will automatically be given one of the 96-gallon carts. The new service will begin in Tulsa in October. A chapel is dedicated at Camp Gruber at Bragg's over the weekend. It is a multi-faith facility and the first one at the National Guard training area. Oklahoma Roofing Sheet Metal Company CEO Jerry Shepard.
We raised right at $1 million in cash, and the rest was volunteer labor, donated and discounted materials, and services discounted. And so there's not a federal or state dollar in here. Nowhere.
Governor Fallon spoke at the dedication ceremony on Saturday at Camp Gruber. Our weather forecast, we do have a flash flood warning until 10 o'clock this morning for parts of the Tulsa Metro. Showers and thunderstorms this morning, then warm and muggy with a high today of 91. It'll be partly clear tonight, 71 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 87, and on Wednesday, a 20% chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 86. Now, National Weather Service radar shows scattered showers and thunderstorms now shifting to the south of the Tulsa Metro. Still one band yet to move through the area. Right now in Tulsa at 710, we do have thunder and 68. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.